Eh? You don't have to sound so damn cheerful about it. You and your resurrectionist friends have won, but I'll go knowing you didn't beat me on my own ground. We haven't fought much lately. That's no reason to make up for lost time. Yeah, yeah, that was uncalled for. Sorry. It's frustration. I'm helpless, and everything is going under. It can't be that bad. It can. I have my sources, Bo. I'm not some lone crazy. There are knowledgeable men in Orr who fear the same things I do. They say the resurrectionists are going to try something. You'll see, too, unless you get out. I probably will. Stancil knows this guy, but I can't go before we finish the dig. Besant gave him a narrow-eyed look. Bo, I ought to make you clean up before I go. Looks like hell puked here. Bowman's was not a fastidious worker. For 100 feet around his pit, the earth was littered with bones, useless scraps of old gear, and miscellaneous trash. A gruesome sight. Bowman's did not notice. Why bother? It'll be overgrown in a year. Besides, I don't want to make Menfu work any harder than he has to. You're all heart, Bo. I work at it. See you around. All right. And Bowman's tried to puzzle out what he had done wrong, what Besand had come for and not found. He shrugged, snuggled into the grass, closed his eyes. The woman beckoned. Never had the dream been so clear, and never so successful. He went to her and took her hand, and she led him along a cool, green, tree-lined path. Thin shafts of sunlight stabbed through the foliage. Golden dust danced in the beams. She spoke, but he could not decipher her words. He did not mind. He was content. Gold became silver. Silver became a great, blunt blade, stabbing a nighttime sky, obscuring the weaker stars. The comet came down, and a great female face opened upon him. It was shouting, shouting angrily, and he could not hear. The comet vanished. A full moon rode the diamond-studded sky. A great shadow crossed the stars, obscuring the Milky Way. A head, Bowman's realized. A head of darkness. A wolf's head, snapping at the moon. Then it was gone. He was with the woman again, walking that forest path, tripping over sunbeams. She was promising him something. He wakened. Jasmine was shaking him. Bo! You're dreaming again. Wake up. I'm all right, he mumbled. It wasn't that bad. You've got to stop eating so many onions. A man your age, and with an ulcer. Bowman sat up, patted his paunch. The ulcer had not bothered him lately. Maybe he had too much else on his mind. He swung his feet to the floor and stared into the darkness. What are you doing? Thinking about going out to see Stance. You need your rest. Bull. Old as I am. Old people don't need to rest. Can't afford to. Don't have the time left to waste. He felt for his boots. Jasmine muttered something typical. He ignored her. He had that down to a fine art. She added, Take care out there. Eh? Be careful. I don't feel comfortable now that Besand is gone. He only left this morning. Yes, but... Bowman